22 candidates have filed to run for the Anchorage Assembly in the upcoming April election. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the vote could have major implications for the body and its relationship with the mayor's administration.
The Assembly is technically nonpartisan, no Democrat or Republican affiliations, but members' individual politics can shape whether the 11-person body tilts right or left, and right now it leans liberal. But six spots are up for election, more than half the total seats, and because of term limits, four of those races are totally open. If neither of the two candidates hangs on to their position, a majority of members will be new once they're sworn into office. The Assembly's ideological persuasion has major implications for both local and state politics, yet turnout in municipal elections tends to be extremely low. Last year, it was barely over 20% in Anchorage. The current Assembly has had a smooth relationship with the Liberal Berkowitz administration, a dynamic that could get rockier if several conservative candidates win seats. Issues that have come before the Assembly in recent years include property and sales taxes, the city's equal rights ordinance, capital projects, public safety programs, and the annual operating budget. There's a seat up for a vote in every city district, from Chugiak to Girdwood. There's also two area-wide school board seats up for a vote. The election is April 4th. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.